What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, Betting Pros at Betting Pros. We're always found wherever you get your audio podcasts, YouTube for the video and the offer from BetMGM. Always above me here on YouTube, $10 to win $150 any event. Use that promo code Juice150 at BetMGM.com or BetMGM. The losing streak is snapped. We get a win. Woo! We get a win. Cowboys win and cover. Under comes in as well. So bad day for the books. Good day for the public. Cowboys always a very public side. I was at a bar watching the second half and literally every single person had the Cowboys minus 4.5, 5.5, 6.5. They all come in. All the teasers hit. Everything hits well. So we get the money line play. I told you guys in the Discord channel that I actually doubled down. I took Moneyline Cowboys minus 200. And then I teased the Cowboys. Once it got to six, I teased it down to a pick and I linked it up with the Chiefs and the Broncos game. Broncos from 9.5 down to 3.5. So I have a personal teaser going on that heading into Sunday. So the losing streak, we're up a half a unit. Yay. good to put money back into the account after the bleeding over Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So here we are on a Friday. Now, this is what's going on for today. We've got the Pac-12 championship game here in Las Vegas. I've got two plays going on for that, each of those bets being a half a unit. And then I am going to get involved with the NBA. No lines are available at the moment between the Warriors and the Suns. I will most likely be on the Warriors at home to get revenge for the loss on Tuesday in Phoenix. But we got to wait and see what the line and who's playing in, who's out, blah, blah, blah. And then I may have some NBA player props potentially or a college basketball play to give you guys in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get in there or the link underneath me here on YouTube to get into our Daily Juice Betting Pros Discord channel where I will give you what I'm playing for the NBA. I'll probably have one more unit in play, but look, I'm still not, you know, warm by any means. I'm ice and I'm still, you know, technically I'm one in my, from my last nine bets this week. So it's not like I'm, you know, red hot or anything after one win with the Cowboys. So I'm not going to get cocky here. I've got two plays, half a unit each on Utah and Oregon. Okay. Let's talk about the side here first. You know, it's interesting. Since the Pac-12 championship game became a thing, Oregon's been pretty darn good in this football game. Oregon won it in 2011, 49-31. Oregon won it in 2014, 51-13. Oregon won it in 2019, 37-15 over these very Utah Utes. And Oregon in 2020 beat the Trojans from USC 31-24. The total for this game is 58. By the way, the line is 2.5 plus 115 on the money line coming in here for the Oregon Ducks. So since 2013, take a look at some of the numbers. Oregon's 5-3 straight up and 4-4 against the spread since Utah joined the Pac-12 in 2013. The game has gone over 6 of 8 times. The 45 points scored in the first matchup this season, a blowout victory for Utah, was the fewest in those 8 games ever. Beating a team twice is always difficult, but Utah is trying to beat the same team twice in 3 weeks. And you know what happens here when it comes to Oregon, a talented team. And this game is here in Vegas. It's not in Utah, not in Salt Lake. It's in a dome, fast track, neutral site, right? This is perfect for Oregon. Their speed, their talent, their ability to cause turnovers. This is big. When Utah doesn't turn the football over, they're a very difficult team to beat. But if they do turn the football over, they are very, very beatable. Oregon is going to have a big night. Okay. Look, we've seen it before. We've seen Oregon do this. They rise up late. They win the Pac-12 championship. They'll go to the Rose Bowl, probably win the Rose Bowl. And even though they're not going to be in the College Football National Championship, it's a really big win for this program. It's a big win for Utah and all this talent that they've got. I know 38-7 happened just a couple of weeks ago and Oregon couldn't stop Utah to save their life. They ran all over them, but you get a chance to play a game in between. You know, get your feet back underneath you and go after it here. So a couple things to take a look at just from a against the spread perspective here. This season, Oregon 5-7 against the spread. Utah, same thing, 5-7 against the spread. On the road, Utah 2-4 against the spread. On the road, 3-2 for Oregon. This is a neutral site game, but Oregon was only 2-5 at home this year against the number. So it's actually a benefit to get them out of Eugene to play here in Vegas at a neutral site. Number opened up at 3. It's been bet down to 2.5. Total was 59.5. It's been bet down to 58. Okay. So from a total perspective, these teams, it's interesting to the over. Utah 8-4. On the road, 5-1 to the over. At home, 3-3. Oregon, 1-4 to the under on the road, 5-2 to the over at home, 6-6 on the year for Oregon. Oregon ended the year kind of going over the last four games, 2-2 to the over. Went over last time against Oregon State in their big rivalry game, 61.5. They scored 38 points after just scoring 7 the week prior against Utah, giving up 38 points for against Utah. Now, Oregon's defense is going to have to play a whole lot better than what they have been playing. Oregon, they score 31 points per game, but they also give up 26 points per game. That's not going to get it done here. Utah giving up 21.9 points per game. They score 34.8 points per game. That's top 25 in the country. We know what Utah likes to do. Number one rushing offense in the country for yards per rush, 5.7. They run for 221 yards per game. It is 10th best in the country. It's going to test this Oregon defense, which has been pretty good. 122 yards per game given up. That's 21st best in the country, but they could not do anything in Salt Lake against Utah. They got gashed like crazy. Utah, their defense, pretty good. Only giving up 132 yards rushing per game. That's 32nd best in the country. Not easy to pass on these guys either. Only 198 yards per game through the air, top 20 for Utah. Okay, here is how I am going to play this game. Got a half a unit on either side. I think Oregon's the better team. I've been cold. I just think in this game, the history in this game, I think it matters. I think this team understands playing on a neutral field well, you know, better. And it played out in 2019 this way, where, you know, Oregon loses until they're out of the college football playoffs. All that, you know, negativity, all that stress is off their back. They can just go play. I think they play loose. They're in the Pac-12 championship. Chance to get a W. It matters. It's in Vegas. I think Oregon's going to have a ton of fans here. I'm going to take Oregon to win the Pac-12 championship. Half a unit, money line. Forget the spread. Just take them to win the game. Half a unit, Oregon to win tonight and beat Utah at +115. And for the other half a unit, I'm going to come in on the under here, 58. And I just think you have a running clock. I think both teams are going to try to run the game, run the ball, and that's a quicker game. And I think in championship games, I do tend to lean towards the under, because I do think in terms of the way these teams are playing, I think it's like, you know, a 28-24 type of victory here. And with 58 being the total, I just think it could get close to it. I mean, 28-24 is 52. So I'm not saying it's going to go way under, but I don't think these teams get into the 30s or even both teams in the upper 20s. So I'm going to lay the under 58 for a half a unit as well, coming up here in the Pac-12 championship game. And if you look at the points that have been scored here, you know, if you take a total of 58, it would have gone under in 2020, under in 2019, under in 2018, over in 2017, but then under in 2016, under, it would have gone over in 2015, and then it would have gone over in 2014, under in 2013, under in 2012, and over in 2011. So, I mean, we have seen high scoring games, but in the games involving Oregon so far, I mean, it's not crazy. I mean, Oregon's last two appearances here in this championship game, both those games would have gone under 58 points if that was the total. So I think Oregon can score. I think they can play well defensively. I think they can fix a lot of the mistakes and the problems that they had against Utah in the first matchup in Salt Lake. And I think that they win the game outright and they hold this scoring offense down, both teams in the 20s, not the 30s. And I'm going under 58 for Oregon and Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. All right, half a unit, Oregon plus 115 on the money line and under 58 for one unit. Two plays, one unit in play here for both those picks. Now, like I mentioned, we will have something in the NBA. I'm definitely going to be on Suns and the Warriors, most likely, barring if like Curry's out or something. Maybe I'll stay off the Warriors. But right now, I'll be on the Warriors and I'll probably have a college basketball play. Maybe I'll have a couple player props for us, depending on if I want to jump back into that craziness here for us coming up on a Friday night for the NBA, but just one play for college football. Now, remember, Saturday, things kind of go back to normal a little bit for us here on Saturday. So what I'm doing on Saturday is I'm smoking a brisket. I've not done one of these yet in college football. I am watching football all damn day. My wife and daughter are going out and doing things. I'm sitting, I am smoking a brisket, and I'm going to eat like a king later on in the evening for when this game kicks off, when the Pac-12 championship game kicks off at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock here on the West Coast. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do the full on full smoke. I've not done a brisket smoke in a while, so I'm really psyched to do it. I got to get back and learn all my different little tricks and techniques and get a bunch of, I got to go buy a bunch of pellets to put on my smoker and whatnot. So I'm super excited to do it on Saturday. So we will have the Discord bet conversation that will come back again on Saturday. So we'll be doing that. We will have another opportunity for one of the members of the Daily Juice team to pick the Circa. So we've gone one good and one not so good. So we'll have another person hop up. Treebeard this week is going to be the person on the Discord channel. He's going to pick the five games that we're going to roll with here for the Circa contest, to see how he can do picking games for this week in the circuit contest. So those two things will happen. And then on Sunday, the live stream is now, as of right now, scheduled to come back with Dan Harris and I here for breaking down the NFL slate coming up on Sunday. So we're going to get back into it here for the first weekend of December. We got our first championship game here, and then we've got Big Ten, SEC, ACC. I'm going to have a ton of action going here. I don't think I've had five units in play yet. I think I may have five units in play coming up here for us on Saturday. It's going to be a big Saturday. So good time to shake the coldness and shake the ice off. And hopefully we get 2-0 and we'll hit 3 in a row. And then we'll go into Saturday scorching hot and we'll fire and do some big things coming up on Saturday. All right. Oregon money line under 58, half a unit each for the Pac-12 championship game. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning it's the Daily Juice podcast, which, by the way, real quick, sorry, everybody who's messaging me, everybody who's ID'd me for the Daily Juice on the Spotify Wrapped, that's super cool. Thank you. If I responded to you, hopefully I saw it and I responded. If I didn't respond, I apologize. I'll try to get to everybody, but it's super fun to see you guys seeing the Daily Juice in the top five of people's Spotify Wrapped. I know a lot of you listen to the podcast and watch the podcast on YouTube and listen to it on Apple. I totally understand that. Apple is our biggest platform, but it is neat to see how many people listened on Spotify and people enjoying the podcast on Spotify. So that's very cool. Thank you for doing that. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.